Let's get ready to game. We've got a roundup of gaming devices, including a monitor, mouse, and speakers. Something like so-called the Neptor. That's what this is. We'll find out what it does. And doesn't make any sense to have a special kind of computer for senior citizens. I'll take a look at the Wow Computer. It's time to watch before you buy.
Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT. Bandwidth for Before You Buy is brought to you by CashFly at CacheFly.com. Before You Buy is brought to you by Harry's. For guys who want a great shave experience for a fraction of what you're paying now, go to Harry's.com. Get $5 off your first purchase by entering the offer code Before You Buy when you check out. And by Nature Box, where you can order great-tasting, healthy snacks delivered right to your door. Forget the vending machine and get in shape with healthy, delicious treats like whole wheat lemon figgy bars. Mm-mm. To get 50% off your first box, go to naturebox.com/twit. That's naturebox.com/twit.
Bum, 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 bum. Welcome to Before You Buy, the TWiT product review show, where we get products people are interested in finding out more about and give them to our staff so they can give you a review of what it's like to use it in real-world conditions. We're going to kick things off with Chad Johnson, the host of OMG Craft. He's a gamer, and we gave him three, not one, not two, but three different gaming devices to try out. Chad?
Hello, my name is Chad. I'm with TWiT and Before You Buy, and today I'm reviewing three different gaming products. First is a monitor by AOC. Next is a mouse by Rockat. And finally is a speaker system, a 2.1 speaker system by GX Gaming. Let's go ahead and start off with the monitor. This monitor is a 24-inch 1080p monitor. It has a 144 hertz refresh rate. This is a twisted pneumatic film LCD, which means that that it's not an IPS display. Many people understand what an IPS display is. This is twisted pneumatic film. That means that it will have a faster response time, but it will not give you the same viewing angles that an IPS display will give you. One of my favorite things about this monitor is the stand. It has an adjustable height and tilt. So if you want to easily make this tilt for document viewing, you easily can. It is a 16:9 aspect ratio, so it feels very tall when it's fully tilted. The base also swivels easily. There's a plate on the bottom portion of the stand, which allows it to swivel back and forth very easily. The menu system is pretty easy. It comes up from the bottom here. You can switch between settings. It has a small animation. Menu system was really good. It also has different modes, four different inputs. It has DVI, HDMI, DisplayPort, and VGA. Another feature that it has, which I really, really loved, was it is a USB hub. It has two USB ports on the side. One of them is powered. And then on the bottom of the monitor, there's also two USB ports. Right now, my keyboard and mouse are plugged into those ports, so you can kind of see where they line up on the monitor. Because of the LED backlighting, it was very bright. This is an incredibly bright monitor. I basically couldn't look at it if it was dark in the room. I had to turn on extra lights, otherwise my eyes would just be blinded. It also has a 144 refresh rate, and they claim a 1 millisecond lag time. Now, we didn't quite have equipment to review that in studio, but digitalversus.com did a review of the lag time, and they found that in their testing, there was an average of 8.5 millisecond lag time between switching from black and white. That's how they test that. We're going to save the pros and cons for later on in the review, kind of like a refresher course on all the products. Now, moving on to the mouse. This is the Rockat Kova mouse. They have very interesting names for their mice. This is a gaming mouse, and one of the nicest features about it is that it is both left and right-handed. This can go up to 3,200 DPI, which is a very, very high DPI range for a gaming mouse, and that's expected. Some of the features that it has is it has up to 7 different buttons on the mouse. It has 2 over here, 2 over here. Of course, your normal 2 buttons right here, that brings it up to 6, and then your middle click button as well. This mouse supports a feature called Easy Shift, and I didn't think I would love this feature right off the beginning, but I actually found out I used it all the time. So what is Easy Shift? Well, this button right here is your Easy Shift button, and whenever you have it pressed down, all the other buttons can do something while you are in-game, or even in a browser, just browsing around. So, as an example, if I click the Easy Shift button now, and I scroll the mouse wheel up and down, this will actually change the volume of my computer while I'm not in a game. So here, I've been browsing Reddit. If I hold down the Easy Shift button and left-click, it will go back, and so I can go back to the front page, or if I right-click, it will go forward. I didn't think that I would love this feature. I absolutely adore it. Also, in 4 places around the mouse, there are the RGB LEDs, so you can see it sort of flashing. It goes through a cycle if I haven't selected a color with the driver. I tested this on my home computer, so I don't have the driver loaded up on this Windows 8 machine here, but at home at my Windows 7 machine, I do, and you can choose specific colors. It will switch colors once you do Easy Shift mode, so that's kind of an easy indicator of when you have switched into Easy Shift. But if there's no set color, it will just cycle through a few, which is kind of a nice looking thing. The outside of the mouse has sort of a soft touch feel to it, especially along the sides right here. These grips, you can kind of see how my finger, it does grip very, very well, especially right here. Then this is a sort of slick plastic. The whole mouse is of plastic construction. Along the bottom, there is either a sticker or a little piece of metal around the image sensor. And I found that I have 2 cats, and I got cat hair in here all the time, and I'd have to rip it out every once in a while. So I kind of found that, for my situation, was a little bit of a bummer. Moving on to the speakers. These are GX Gaming speakers. This is a 2.1 setup, not surround sound. 2 being you have left and right, and 1.1 being that you have a subwoofer. This uses a normal 3.5mm jack to plug into the back of your computer, and then it plugs into this controller. Now, this controller might seem big, but I really love the functionality that this included. You have a really nice volume knob on the front, as well as an independent bass knob, and this does respect the volume. So if you have your bass cranked all the way up, you're not just going to get really loud bass, even though the volume might be turned down. It does respect the volume knob, which I really liked. You also have a standby button, which seems a little bit redundant because you also have a power button on the back of the device. You have a power toggle right here, so that seemed pretty redundant. You can see the back of this. You have your inputs, and then you have your outputs. You get just a single RCA for each left-right speaker, and then another black RCA for the subwoofer. And then I used the left-right RCA for the computer, and then this is another auxiliary input right here, which you can plug into, say, a phone or maybe another stereo system if you want to route it over. On the front, you also have a headphone mic and another auxiliary in. So you have a total of 3 inputs into this little base station here. How do you switch between the inputs? Well, that's the last button here, this source. And you can easily switch blue. The blue LED stand is for basically the RCA connector. The green is for the line in on the back. And the orange is for the line in on the front. If this gets confusing to you, they've made it a little bit simpler because the included wires sort of match what the color of the LED is. This is as close as the orange as I could get. If I switch back to blue, there isn't a blue... Well, there is actually... you could either use this blue cable, so you could flip it around. I did it the other way so that it is close to green, and so it kind of matches so I can keep my cords and my colors in the right order. As far as how does it sound? Well, it sounds really well. Everything was crisp and clear. I was a little bit worried when I was listening to Skype audio that things were a little bit muddy, but I never found that it was ununderstandable at any point in time. I have a little bit of music that I can play from my phone. Let me switch sources, and we can listen to a little bit. And then also take a look at this sub while we're doing that, because it will... there's a LED light in there that will light up anytime that the sub gets going big time. That's really, really useful. Okay, time for the pros and cons. Let's go ahead and start off with the monitor. On the pro side, the motion and lag time I found was pretty great, even though 8.5 milliseconds, you will never notice that, especially when playing on a multiplayer game. Also, I really love this stand. The swivel, the height adjustment, the fact that it could tilt all the way over, the stand was a really nice feature. And finally, the USB hub was really great, having four extra USB ports right in on the monitor. On the cons, the fact that other monitors in this category do have 3D support and this one does not was a little bit of a bummer. And then also those speakers were really, really crap. So definitely don't use the speakers on this monitor. Next, for the Rockat mouse. On the pros, I like that it was left and right-handed, so for both types of gamers. The RGB LEDs were really nice, and that easy shift button I found that I really, really enjoyed. On the cons, it's a little bit light, and the finish did get a little bit tarnished after a while. Normally, with just rubbing it down with a cleaner, got rid of most of it, but there is still a little bit of tarnish after doing that. Now, moving on to the speakers from GX Gaming. On the pros, I really like that it would take from multiple sources. There are wall mounts on the back of the two speakers, which is really, really nice. And I like that the sub lit up with that LED, as gimmicky as it is. For the cons, the jacks on the front and back of the base station felt very cheap. And I almost needed two hands to unplug, to re-plug in something. It feels really, really cheap and difficult to use. And there's no anti-slip feeding on the side of these speakers, so I found that they would get bumped around on my desk an awful lot. Even if I had them close to my mouse, they could get sort of pushed around a bit by just moving my mouse around. So, buy, try, don't buy for these three gaming peripherals. Starting off with the monitor, this comes in at a price of $269.99 online. MSRP is a little bit higher. I'm going to give this one a buy. I really liked the extra features of the USB. I didn't find that the lag time significantly impacted anything. 8.5 milliseconds was just fine for me. I liked all the features except for the speakers in the back. Moving on to the Rockat mouse, I'm going to give this one a buy. It only costs $40, $39.99, and the Easy Shift was a feature that I am sorely going to miss on other mice. I found that the button placement was perfect for my thumb, and I could easily use that Easy Shift button. Finally, with the speakers from GX Gaming, I'm going to give these guys a try, mostly because of the feel. They feel just a little bit light and a little bit inexpensive. They come in at $100, although that's not that bad of a price for speakers. So I'm giving this one a try, just because I don't feel 100% about these guys after living them with them for a few weeks. But some really nice features with the different sources that you can use. And that about wraps it up for these three gaming peripherals. I've been Chad Johnson for Twit, and Before You Buy. See you next time.
A bye-bye and a try. Thank you, Chad Johnson. Chad hosts OMG Craft, our show all about gaming, about Minecraft on this network, and of course produces many of my best shows. And is now the host of a brand new show called Read It Up with Sarah Lane, all about Reddit. I was doing a little reading while Chad was doing reviewing on how to shave. Here's a little secret. Your facial hair grows differently from everyone else's. So introduce your hands to your face and get acquainted with your beard. Sorry, Tanya, you don't have to do this. It will come in handy later. Your facial hair is as coarse as copper wire. So sweet-talking it into submission is time well spent. Soften your beard with warm water. Squeeze a quarter-sized dollop of shaving cream onto your fingers and massage it into your beard to soften while you whisper a love sonnet option. Now that you know your face is like the back of your hand, it's time to get to work. Start shaving with the grain and stay with it everywhere. Then, if you want to visit a level of smoothness reminiscent of you in the fourth grade, go lightly against the grain or get a time machine. Gently splash cold water in your face, pat dry with a nice fluffy towel. We're pretty sure you're going to look great, but please refrain from whistling at yourself or winking. Confident smiles are permitted. That's the Harry's Shave Guide that came with my Harry's Shave Kit. This is the Winston. Harry's was founded by Andy and Jeff, who knew there was a better way than going down to the local drugstore, finding a clerk and getting them to unlock the high-priced razor blades. Those Fusion blades, the other blades, they are so expensive, they're actually locked up at the drugstore now. Can you believe that? And really, they're overpriced. You can get a great razor and a great shave for a lot less with Harry's, HARRYS.com. Jeff and Andy was actually one of the co-founders of Warby Parker. And in a similar situation, a business that was dominated by kind of a monopolistic couple of companies who overcharged. And just like a Warby Parker, Harry's has come along to give us another way. This is shipped direct to your door. This is the beautiful Winston razor. You can get it engraved with your name. This is for Father's Day. What a great gift this would be. And it comes with Harry's shave cream. And if you've heard Steve Gibson wax on and on about this, he just raves about it. Smell that. Doesn't that smell good? It's got a little menthol.
It actually does.
And it smooths your skin beautifully. So you can put it on like that. What? Well, I just thought I'd be nice and clean shaved for the show. And then Harry's blades, these are 5-blade razors, made in their own factory in Germany. I didn't even use any water. And I'm getting a fabulous, fabulous shave. Look at that. Look at that. Does it? You know what? It'll turn shaving to something you look forward to. Go ahead. Just touch it right there. Ding. That is great. Harry's is a perfect gift for dad this Father's Day or your grad this June. They even have a father and son shave kit. Now, this is kind of fun. That orange one has no blade. So it's for a little son to shave with dad safely. Oh, that's so cute.
There's Leo.
Oh, that's so cute. Oh, man. I'm going to have to rent me a kid. Anyway, Harry's.com. You'll get $5 off your first order if you use the offer code before you buy a great shave at a fraction of the price. We love Harry's. I feel like it's reinvented shaving for me. Harry's.com. The offer code is before you buy. And you'll be supporting Harry's, and Harry's is supporting our show. Thank you, Harry's. You even get that little guide to shaving. See, look at that. Smooth. That's like a fourth grader right there. Tanya Hall is here. She is the host of Marketing Mavericks. Boy, is that a great show.
Thank you.
I listen. What is it, Tuesday morning? Monday morning?
It's Tuesday morning.
Tuesday morning. Very early.
It is.
How early? 8:30?
Yes.
I listen every morning. I should know.
You should know.
And it's awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah, you had the CMO of Overstock.com
on last
week.
Actually, I have the CEO of Overstock.
He's the CEO?
CEO.
He was great. I loved what he said.
So feisty.
Feisty is a good word. Fascinating show for people who are interested in how companies are using the internet and social media to market and to think about how they do their business and stuff. And we just are so glad you came along and joined us. Just a few months ago. We also gave you something very attractive. What color is that?
Okay, so they say, so this is the Neptar 5600 milliamp lithium polymer battery.
Okay.
And they do come in a variety of colors. You've been talking about the colors, so we can start there. It does come in a variety of colors. This is actually
that pink?
It kind of is. They say it's purple. That would be the only thing I would kind of
purple pink
say about that. It just they do list it as pink. The other colors are red and green and blue and orange, and so this is the one that I have. The cord here is actually kind of interesting. It's actually flat, which I actually really like.
Oh, I like that because they don't get tangled when they're flat like that.
Exactly. Yeah. It's 5 ounces, so it's not very heavy. It's got 2 charging points, and if you can see those
Here, I'll hold it for you. Because you're talking, I'll hold. This is a very crowded category, really. I wanted to know, besides the color, what's different?
So it's actually very similar to its competitors, except in price. We'll get to that. It's got 2 charging points. So it's got one that's a 1 amp. It's got a 2.1 amp. So for tablets.
Oh, that's good. So you could charge an iPad on that.
Exactly. It doesn't have an AC adapter, which I would actually really like. But it does have a...
So you charge it with a USB cable. But it's the same cable. You just plug it in the other side to charge it.
Mm-hmm. One of the features is this light right here. If you can see that.
It's got a flashlight built in.
It's a little flashlight. It's an LED light.
I don't think it's working.
Did I turn it on? And there's the... we'll have to do it twice. So there's the... I just turned it back off. I've got to be smarter than the battery.
That's how charged it is.
It's just showing you it's charged, right? And there is the flashlight. Which, you know, I don't know that there's a huge purpose for that, except maybe
in the
middle of the night.
Let me just try it. See if it's blinding. No. I'm looking right into it. But you could, you know what this is good for? Finding your way to the bathroom in a hotel room.
Finding your way to the bathroom.
That's what I need that for.
Exactly. Yeah. Or maybe a keyhole. Like I said, I do like this cord.
You shouldn't
cord.
Key in keyholes, I've found. Stick with the bathroom. Oh, you mean to like unlock the door?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
All right. What I found is it took me about an hour to charge my phone when my phone ran completely down. So it didn't take that long. Mm-hmm. It did take about 5 hours to actually recharge this once it went down. So it does take a little bit of time to do that. And you can turn this off pretty quick. It also has a place for a lanyard. So it's kind of small. I don't know why you would use that.
I'm not going to wear my battery around my neck, but thank you. I'm glad I can, if I should choose to.
Yeah, exactly. Or maybe around your wrist or something. Yeah. But, you know, actually this design is probably one of the things I like the most because it really fits nicely in your pocket. Or if you're out hiking or something and your phone runs dead or maybe you forgot to charge it. This is
how
really
many
convenient.
Milliamp hours did you say? That's the key. How much?
Yeah. So it says it's got 500 charges and it also says it's got, I think they claim...
how many milliamp hours? That's all that matters.
It says 5,600
milliamp. Okay, so that's a small battery.
Right.
Okay.
So they did have bigger ones.
So you could charge a Galaxy S4 2.5 times.
Yes. Actually, it was about twice, I think is what I got for it.
Yeah, twice is more likely, yeah.
So the pros are its design, because I like the fit.
It's pretty.
It's flexible cable, and it's got 2 charging points. The cons are its recharge time. I thought it took a long time to recharge it, and there's no AC adapter. I would really like that. So there's my...
How much?
It's actually listed at $50, but I found it cheaper. I found it at like $34, and its competitor, which is almost the exact same thing, is around roughly $79.
No, there's lots in that category.
So
that's actually overpriced.
So,
are you going to say buy, don't buy, or try? You liked it.
I said it was
pretty.
A buy.
Yeah. I think it's a little overpriced for what it's, because that's not a lot of milliamp hours. You can get 12,000 for that price. Don't you want more milliamp hours for your dollar?
I do. I do want more milliamp hours.
Neptar, Neptor, and it's a buy from Tanya.
There is one con that I didn't list.
What's that?
Like in the middle of the night, if you are grabbing for this, you don't want to accidentally, it's a more of a personal con. You don't want to actually grab this.
What is that? Is that your taser?
That is my taser.
Give me that.
I mean, are
you have a pink taser?
Don't judge me,
Go ahead, tase me.
No, I will not. And I wouldn't anyway, but I've been
instructed. Wait a minute, is that actually a taser?
Now you're scaring me. Yeah.
How many milliamp hours does this have? You could charge your phone with this. This is called the Smack. Wow.
I heard a no coming.
Yeah, well, she knows what I'm about to do.
Don't do it.
Right, just right against the cheek. I'm going to just see.
No, compare
the Harry's shave to the Taser shave.
No.
All right.
So that's more of a personal con. You just don't want to, you know, accidentally.
Don't accidentally grab your Taser
that's
if you're
I'm
grabbing
saying.
For I... your Neptor instead. Right. The Neptor, is it like the Neptor 3000?
No,
it's have a
not.
Name?
It's not that sexy.
It should. Thank you, Tanya Hall. Tanya Hall hosts Marketing Mavericks, and you did such a good job. I feel like Pavlov here. You deserve a snack. Would you like Big Island pineapple rings?
Hmm.
Coffee kettle popcorn. I had this morning.
Lisa says that one's really good.
It's very good, although don't eschew the cocoa waffle wafers.
Ooh, I like those.
Nope, you can't have them. Sour.
Do you remember what I just showed you,
Lisa? Okay, she's got a taser and she's not afraid to use it. This is
totally
our Nature Box. We love Nature Box. You get delicious snacks, healthy snacks, delivered right to your door every month. Choose from three different box sizes. And you can, now I recommend you choose the kind of the wild card. Just, you know, give me an assortment. But you can narrow it down. If, for instance, you're vegan, they have vegan snacks. If you're gluten conscious, they have gluten conscious snacks, that kind of thing. You can also choose from salty, spicy, and savory. Sweet, spicy, or savory. I don't know where I got salty from. These are, though, delicious snacks. Nutritionist approved. No HFCs ever. Never. No GMOs. No. They don't have any trans fats in them. Zero artificial sweeteners or flavors. Just delicious stuff. You get the 3, 6, or 12-month subscription for that someone special in your family. It'd be another great Father's Day gift or grads, you know, if you're going off to school, if somebody just graduated from high school and they're going off to college, mm-hmm. a Nature Box, it's like love coming to your door once a month. It's like your mama just hugging you, saying, I love you, I miss you. Have a Nature Box. NatureBox.com. You can try it out for 50% off your first box when you use our offer code TWIT. No, you can keep that.
But you wouldn't let me have the popcorn.
Which one do you really want?
Let me think about it.
So this is kettle corn, and then mixed in, it's not all the way through it, mixed in, there is coffee-infused popcorn. This is fabulous. This is one of the reasons I'm a little feisty today is because I had a whole bag of that.
You're always feisty.
Well,
you must eat a lot of Nature Box.
Oh, man. Now, Lisa says the Big Island
pineapple. She likes those, too, yeah.
We ordered a whole box of these. We liked them so much.
Those are sourdough
cheddar pretzels.
You
only get to pick one. I've been told I cannot eat two snacks. I've done that before. Which one would you like?
You just can't taste anyway.
You get to pick one.
Or yourself.
You get to pick one.
I'll pick this one.
Really? Cocoa waffle wafers?
I don't know. What do you
think? Or coffee kettle popcorn. You see, get a whole box. That way you get a choice. NatureBox.com. Please use the offer code TWIT. And now we're going to put this away until next time. No peeking where I put it. So, you might even remember this. Maybe a month or two ago, somebody called the radio show and said, I have an 81-year-old mother, as I do, and I want to get her a computer. She had an iPad. It was too hard for her to use. She has arthritis. And I saw this computer. It was at FirstStreetOnline.com called the Wow. It's over $1,000. I think it was $1,200 at the time. And my first reaction was, no, don't get that. We've seen computers for seniors before, and they were never very good. But as I looked at the specs during the call, I realized, you know, this may not be so bad. So we contacted the manufacturer. They're called Telekin, T-E-L-I-K-I-N. They also sell the Wow directly from their site as the Telekin computer for seniors. And we got one. And now this is $1,079. Geeks are going to say, oh, it's a Celeron processor, 2 gigs of RAM, 500 gig hard drive. It's not very powerful. 22-inch screen. But actually, as I play with it and read about it, I got more and more excited about it. It's very simple. It comes with a CD and DVD player that's built into the side. USB keyboard and mouse, and then you plug it into the wall. It has Wi-Fi, and I've connected it to our Wi-Fi network. This is the startup screen. Although the first time you run it, by the way, this is a touch screen, so let me just tap the help button. The first time you run it, you're going to get a video that is an introduction to the computer. A nice young lady comes on and explains the computer to you. And then anytime you want to know more about what the computer can do, you'll see there's all these different, I restarted the video by touching, but there's all these different videos and text that you can read. So it's really designed to be easy for somebody who's not only not computer literate, perhaps a little bit afraid of the computer. So let me close this. The touchscreen is kind of cool, although I have to say, now this, you may say, well, what is it? Is it Windows? It's not Windows. It's a version of Linux running on here, and I really wasn't able to figure out what version, because the shell on top of it, you can't get out of, which is good. You want that. There's a couple of things that are, it does have speakers, a surround sound. It has external microphone and speaker ports, HDMI, SD card reader. It's a fairly, complete hardware computer. These are the speakers down here. In fact, I'll play it a little bit for you so you can hear what it sounds like. Let me play the CD player. I've got a little opera in there. I don't know how well you can hear it. This is as loud as it goes. But if you're sitting next to the computer, that's okay. The sound quality is decent, but again, if you want better speakers, you can connect it up to the speakers. It has video chat, and what's interesting... Let me stop the player here. There we go. It has a video chat. This is Skype, so I can make a Skype call. Email. Remember, this is Linux, so it's a real email program, presumably some Linux program with a shell on top of it. Photos, which is great. You can get pictures of the kids on here. It'll even go into a slideshow as a screensaver mode, or I can just press the slideshow button. The mouse does work, too, by the way. Notice how big the pointer is. You can change that size, but that's a good thing for people who might have a little difficulty seeing the screen. Complete calendar, contacts, weather, and it knows where you are automatically. It gives you weather maps. You can enter another location, so if you want to know how the family's doing somewhere else. News, too, and you can change these news settings. I have it set to Fox News, but it could be AP, CNN, ESPN, if Grandpa likes sports or Grandma likes sports. And we can click on a story, just tap on it, and it'll pull the story up. It's fairly snappy, given the Celeron processor. Full web browser, too. Here's the Telekin website. Now, here's another nice feature seniors might appreciate. The magnifying glass, I just tap on it, and I can make something a lot bigger. In fact, I can probably make it big enough so that somebody who has real vision problems can probably see pretty well. Also, it comes with games. I've got Mahjong here. In fact, it has a pretty complete, pretty complete set of apps. Now, here's the key. You can't install new apps. So it does what it does. It does have a spreadsheet and a word processor. It focuses on email, of course, video chat, which is great, news and so forth. I have to say, I found this very friendly, very easy to use. The videos are great. And it has some other nice features. You can assign a tech buddy. I love this idea that lets you find somebody who is going to be able to access your computer remotely. You nominate them and give them a password. And you can also say, I want unattended computer support. You can check that. So your tech buddy can actually get in there and fix your computer from another system. So that's nice if you're a grandson or a daughter giving this computer to an elder. You can actually help them with a computer. I do that with my mom all the time. That's a really nice feature. It does print, but only to HP printers, although Telekin offers a $39 HP printer. So that's probably fine. You can see information about it. The free space is 415 gigs as it comes out of the box. That's plenty. Lots of space. It even has, if you pay for the VIP support, which is $10 a month, you get great support plus backup, built-in off-site backup. It does have a couple of USB ports, so you can hook up an external drive and back it up locally without paying for it. But I think for inexperienced users, $10 a month is not a bad thing. I have it hooked up to our home Wi-Fi. You will need to get access to a Wi-Fi for your family member. Let me turn the sound up. You know what? I don't think I had it all the way up. So let's go back now to our CD and see how it sounds now. By the way, actually better than that, let me play some a YouTube video. How about that? YouTube.com/beforeyoubuy. It does support YouTube, plays the video very nicely in the YouTube player. I have to say, I'm pretty impressed by this. $1,079 for the touchscreen version. They have a smaller 18-inch screen without touch for less. Let's play one of our videos and see how it sounds. It's able to keep up. Looks pretty good. You can play back video DVDs as well. So if mom and dad have movies they want to watch. This is Flash, so it supports Flash. I think pretty good. So let me give you the pros and cons. On the pro side, this is easy to use and secure. Mom and dad can't get into any trouble. They can't download and install malware. They can't accidentally do something and get locked up. I found it fairly easy to use. These big buttons are pretty clear. They have photo editing software. I can rotate, crop, remove red eye. I think a lot of the things, even non-seniors, a lot of things just normal people want to do are automatically built into it. But remember, you can't add anything more. Updates are provided directly from Telekin. They do have a Kindle reader in here, which I think my mom particularly would like. It's a good screen, not a fast processor, but a decent enough processor to do what you want it to do. So all in all, it does what it promises. Those are all pros. There are a couple of cons. It's a touch screen, but the web browser on the touch screen isn't designed. That's a Linux problem. It's not designed. So I'm just moving the pointer around. I think people will get used to that pretty quickly. And of course, it does fully support the mouse. Also, unaccountably, even though there's no Windows on this, it comes with a Windows keyboard. So you're going to have a Windows key and a menu key that don't really do anything. And maybe this is a little bit more complicated keyboard than I'd like to see. Here's the good news. There's lots of third-party keyboards. It's a standard USB keyboard you could add with bigger keys, easier to read, and maybe less confusing things. You know, what's NumLock? What's print screen sys request? Those things don't make a lot of sense for somebody who's not a computer wizard. The price is also, I guess, a negative. $1,079 is expensive. But remember, you're getting support, you're getting features, you're getting something that's designed specifically for an unsophisticated user, a senior in particular. I have to say, I'm very impressed with this, and I'm going to definitely say, if you can afford it, it's a buy. This would be a computer that you could give an elderly parent or grandparent, and I think they would get an awful lot out of it without being too confused. And the ability for you to get in here and remote service it, remote support it, or pay $10 a month and give them the superior service, the VIP service that Telekin offers is great. Telekin has been selling this computer for a couple of years. They've been around for a while. They're not a fly-by-night company. You're not out anything if they go out of business. You just won't be able to use the VIP support. So you may be stuck supporting them. But I have no reason to think that they aren't going to do well. This is a great idea. So pricey, but I have to say, if you can afford it, it's a definite buy on the Telekin computer for seniors. And that wraps up this edition of Before You Buy. I want to thank you, Tanya Hall, for doing your review and not tasing me.
You're welcome, but I still have it.
I'll be nice. Keep the snack, please. Okay. By all means, Chad Johnson, too. And, of course, Tanya and Karsten Bondi, who produced the show. Thank you for doing a great job. Thank you for watching. You can see the entire show at twit.tv/BYB. We also put it on YouTube. In fact, we put individual reviews, as you saw, on YouTube. So if you want to know just one thing or share maybe a review of this computer with your mom or your dad and say, do you think you'd be interested in this? You can do that at youtube.com/beforeyoubuy. Email us at byb@twit.tv if there's something you'd like to see reviewed. Thanks for joining us. I'll see you next time. And remember, you gotta watch Before You Buy. See you later.